Welcome to this session with Doug Addison. Doug is an international conference speaker, author, life coach, and stand-up comedian. For more information about his life-changing seminars and books, visit www.dougaddison.com. And now, here's Doug.
Hey guys, Doug Addison here with Spirit Connection Live. It is Wednesday, February 5th, 2014, and welcome everybody. I'm really excited to be with you. I've got Nina in the chat room for those of you who are on my website, DougAddison.com. And we do this every month, and I am just getting untangled here from whatever it is I'm tangled in. But anyway, let's get going. We're going to get rolling. I got a prophetic word for 2014. Got some things to talk to you about and give you an update on what we're doing in LA and my health and some a lot of fun things. So Father, we thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you for your goodness. And God, we ask your Holy Spirit to flow right now, even through the internet. Yes, more through the internet, because the internet was intended for much more than it's being used right now, and that we want to take the airways. And so, Father, we just declare and decree that there is a flow of the Holy Spirit happening right now, whether you're listening to the podcast through iTunes, whether you're listening to the recorded version later on, the video, the audio, or whatever. I know the Holy Spirit is beyond time limits, so we just say yes to it in Jesus' name. Amen. And I'm really excited about what God's been speaking to me, and maybe you've caught my daily prophetic words on Twitter and Facebook. If you haven't, you can just hashtag daily prophetic or go do a search on my name, Doug Addison. Doug T. Addison is my call on Facebook. But I've been prophesying a lot over the last few years, and actually for many years now. But just something shifted all of a sudden. And the prophetic words that are coming out right now are not just prophetic words. They're actually changing things. And I'm not just talking about me. I'm talking about what God's doing with gifts right now, with spiritual gifts. He's using them to change people, change cities, change environments. And that's what's going on right now. I have a prophetic word for February that if it's a time where uncertainty. If you're not clear right now, don't worry. Because February is a time where uncertainty will become more clear towards the end of the month. Clarity is coming, and some new, radical, positive events are going to happen in March that's going to really project you, accelerate you into what God's called you to do. And I'm really excited. Right now, it's a little bit foggy a bit. I'm having trouble even on hearing God at times. It's not as strong as it was, but I know something. God's still there. He's still operating. And I heard the Lord say that it's only because there's a storm that has been clearing things out, and there's still some debris and kick up going on, and we can expect to hear to have some prophetic clarity coming in March. Happy birthday. I'm excited about March because I had a visitation from Jesus back in August before we moved from Santa Maria back to Los Angeles, and Jesus told me that when I turn 55, which is on my birthday in March, he said that I would have there would be a release of the prophetic in my life, and a shift would come. Well, 55, double grace, and it's coming next month for me. He also said this, to tell people that this year, the 2013 is a year, 2014, excuse me, 2014 is a year where people are going to get birthday gifts. On your birthday, you're going to get a gift from God, so watch for those and see what happens. The attacks of 2013. In 2013, if you struggled, whatever it was that you struggled with, the enemy hit you, how did he attack you? Because God spoke to me that the attack in 2013 is the area of your authority this year. So in many cases, the enemy overplayed his hand in 2013 and was trying to get you to quit. But here's the good news. If you're still here, you didn't quit. And for those who stuck with it, God is giving new levels of authority and anointing. And the key is, check this out. The key is, I've been saying this for a while, the key is for your new promotion this year is you must get rid of accusations against other people. God is releasing a new anointing. He's releasing new authority. But you have to be humble and be able to love others in the process. So a key to this is Matthew 7:12. Jesus says, so in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law of the prophets. This is my flagship verse for this year. I've set out this year to do to other people what I expect them to do to me. In other words, be nice to people. You want them to be nice to you. And if you haven't discovered that, maybe you should take a class on being nice, because it'll change the world. Because the more you sow, the more you reap. If you reap kindness, if you reap gratitude, if you reap these things, you will, if you sow them, you will reap them in your life. Most people are all hung up on, you know, they want God to move. They're asking for a prophetic word. But, you know, God's just waiting for you to begin to do things and sow into the things that you need right now. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about sowing into other people's lives, and you'll see something happen. There's a new type of religious spirit. I announced this to my intercessors earlier this month, in the month of January. Maybe you saw I was in Darren Wilson's documentary, Father of Lights, and he released two other ones called Finger of God and Furious Love. I had the opportunity and the honor to be part of the last one, Father of Lights. And we were out on Venice Beach with a group of people and doing tattoo and dream interpretation and tattoo interpretation, telling people their destiny, having a good time, and also in a nightclub. Then all of a sudden, when we were out on Venice Beach, it was featured in the film, a bunch of Bible thumpers came up, highly judgmental religious group, Bible thumpers. They were shutting us down, but we blessed them and was able to rise above it, still had good encounters. But, you know, I prayed and blessed the guy with the angry signs, you know, you're going to hell, this type of thing. It is not a way to help to reach people. I don't know if you know that. But when we think of religious spirits, we sometimes think of those types of groups. But actually, God showed me that there's a new type of religious spirit that's happening right now, and it's being released in the church today. And I've seen it with my own eyes. And this is a new type that's active in the charismatic and evangelical Christians or churches. And many people who are operating in this new covert legalistic spirit, they have no idea. They think that they're being truly non-religious, when in reality, they're falling into judgment of others. When God showed me this, something new was coming that quite obvious, the previous move of God, the previous group, will be judgmental of the new. And that's what's happening right now. It's throughout church history. I've seen it happen, and you want to be aware of it. Don't judge. I tell you what, if someone comes in and they start getting, gifting quite faster, they start progressing faster, be careful that you're not judgmental against them and try to hold them down, because that's part of that religious spirit. Another part of it would be being open and free and having a good worship time, but then you turn around and you're judgmental against people who aren't like you, and people who don't, I'm not going to name all the names of all the different groups, but we have to be very careful right now, because there's a covert attack of the enemy to get us to shut down the new thing that God's bringing right now, which is touching people, touching the outcast, touching those who are way outside the church. So before we can help others, before we can get this new thing, God wants us to check our own hearts to make sure that there's no judgment in there. And I've done it. I've been praying this prayer. God, show me what the enemy does not want me to see about myself. Oh my goodness, I started having dreams and had to make some corrections. It wasn't judgment at all. It wasn't a spanking, as people say it. I hate hearing that. People say that God gave them a spanking. It is not the God I know, and it's not the Father in heaven. That's probably the enemy has tweaked your view of a loving Father. But God doesn't want to, He doesn't want to judge you. He just wants to show you things that you could gently, make these adjustments. Also, another prayer is, God, reveal to me anything that may be in my heart towards other people that I'm not aware of. And as we rid ourselves of these and we embrace people and we embrace God's love, God's going to give us an amazing new authority and anointing in the year 2014 and beyond. So I'm real excited for what's coming. New ideas and new inventions. I had a prophetic dream this month that God is releasing from heaven new strategies, and it's in the area of ideas and inventions, and it's happening right now. And I was standing in this dream. I was standing next to an angel, and suddenly I was given a high-tech umbrella, and it appeared in my hand, and it not only shielded things, because it was storms, it shielded things, but it was all kinds of electronics in it, and it did all kinds of things, but it also created a mist on me and my wife and the angel that was under the umbrella. And so it was a time of refreshment as well. And it enabled us to be refreshed during a difficult time, during a storm. So in the dream, I knew that this was a strategy that God's giving inventions to create kingdom finances, and He wants to use current things that are happening on the earth right now. In other words, there's tragedies, there's downturns, there's things like that. Don't let it hold you back. Don't get discouraged right now. And I don't want you to profit over people or anything like that, but God will show you some ways that you will be able to actually rise above. And during the big downturn in 2008, Linda and I, we actually made money on a house in 2008 when everyone wasn't. And the key was is we tapped into this strategy and we began to ask God. And Genesis 26:13, I mention this often because it's so strategic. Isaac, during a big downturn, during a famine, he went into the land, and it says that he planted his crops and in the land that same year, the year of the famine, and he reaped a hundredfold because the Lord blessed him. We are in this time right now that God wants to release 100 times over us, and he wants to do that because the enemy is overplaying his hand in so many areas, and justice is due us, and as we push through, but the enemy wants you to give up and press through to determine what it is that you should do next. God showed me that people have spiritual bank accounts and they're actually full right now. The enemy does not want you to see this blessing that's coming your way. And so I'm not just speaking positively here. I'm talking about a prophetic word. This is a prophetic word from the Lord that people have spiritual bank accounts because of all the bad things that have been happening, and that God wants to now do something where the enemy has, I keep saying this line too, the enemy overplayed his hand. The enemy has attacked you unjustly or too much or more than what is needed for, more than what is fair, or attacked you at all, to me, is unfair. But what that does is if you don't give up and you don't complain and you don't attack others, it will build up a spiritual blessing in this bank account in heaven, so to speak, metaphoric. And then you can draw upon that with new blessings, new anointings, new things. This is the time to draw upon grace of the things that you've sown previously. For the last 5 years or more, it's a time to be able to draw on that. I had a prophetic dream about spiritual clones. And now this is interesting. The dream was some time back. God directed me to it today because He said it's happening right now. And I was in this, in the dream, I was in this church slash hospital slash school. And I knew it was a church, but it was also, a place of healing, a place of training. I looked and everything looked okay, but then I noticed that they were producing spiritual clones. And these clones were going out the back door onto the streets, right? And they were all, they looked right, it looked like people, looked like people that I knew, and they were clones. Everything looked okay, but then all of a sudden, man, something went wrong, and the spiritual clones suddenly couldn't walk straight, and they were falling sideways and falling down, making a mess everywhere. And in the dream, I begin to teach people about tattoo interpretation and different things like that we were able to go out on the street and do. And I was fully received by people, and this new move began to happen. Something began to happen. The thing was, is that the spiritual clones weren't able to do it. You had to be real. You had to be down to earth. Listen to me. You had to love. You had to be down to earth. You had to be humble. You cannot be in the kingdom for any other purpose right now. It won't work. And that people are trying to imitate. They're trying to duplicate. They're trying to do things that are not what God's doing right now. They're trying to imitate or duplicate old moves of God, old anointings. God wants to do something new, radically new, and everyone gets hung up on the old. And I see this everywhere I go. In fact, I get shut down often in church services or places I go in meetings because the Holy Spirit starts to move. And people get up and do the old thing, and the same old thing, and it only it's good and everything, and it produces, yeah, some people might be healed, but God wanted to do like a 10, and we settled for a 3.5 or a 4. And I'm saying, God, bring the 10 right now. Bring it. Most people get swatted back down when you start to step out like this. I know because I'm a forerunner, right? And I have a lot of openings in my speaking schedule right now because I've been talking openly about God touching people in the new age, in the tattooed pierce generation, and with gay and lesbians, that God wants to do something new. It doesn't matter about political parties, and we got to break through this false political spirit that's going on out there right now. It's keeping people back from Jesus, and this is time that we step up and do it. And so not a lot of people will be happy with you when you do it, but I tell you, you know what? God told me, Jeremiah 3:9, set your forehead like flint, and don't be afraid of them. That's what he told me this year. And so I'm being nice and everything, but I'm not afraid anymore to back down. I'm not going to back down. I get attacked by religious people. I've been attacked more in the last couple of months than years and years because of doing something new for God. And I know that God's in it, and I want to invite you to do it too. I also noticed that because I'm prophetic, I noticed the Super Bowl this year. Last year, I had a prophetic word on my daily prophetic on the Super Bowl. It said and this was 2013 in February, said a prophetic sign will be seen around the world. And, of course, the lights went out in the New Orleans, the Superdome, and the lights, half the lights went out, actually, not all of them. Half the lights went out for 34 minutes. A bunch of 34s lined up. No, it was 32. It went out for 32 minutes. The final score was 32. It was 34. I'm sorry. Because it was the third quarter, 3/4, and the score added up to 34. It's on my blog, DougAddison.com. You can see all the details for last year. And God spoke to me through Ezekiel 34. Well, this year I looked at the Super Bowl, and some of you didn't think it was super unless you're a Seattle Seahawks fan, but it was a Super Bowl nonetheless. And the final score was 43-8. And I thought to myself, my goodness, that's significant. And so I began to pray into it, and I heard immediately, I heard Isaiah 43:8. And Isaiah 43, first of all, if you read just verse 8, it says, lead out those who have eyes but are blind and have ears but are deaf. And if you read that, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But if you read the context, Isaiah 43 is packed full of verses that many of us know and quote, actually. I didn't even realize how many of those verses I use all the time, and didn't even realize, wow, that's Isaiah 43. So it starts out in verse 1, do not fear, I have redeemed you, I have summoned you by name, and you are mine. When you walk through the waters, you will not be swept away, and when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. And I've quoted that one, you know, and I know that it's been my bumper sticker at times when God has been moving and on my life. And I just, you know, I've come up against fear, and I just take authority, and I use Isaiah 43. Well, then you go on to verse 5 through 7, talks about people coming from the north, south, east, and the west. How many people have been in a meeting where we've been to call, begin to call in the north, south, east, and the west? Call in the people from the north, south, east, and west, the blessings from the north, south, east, and west. That's in there. And then all of a sudden, bam, Isaiah 43:8, and lead out those who have eyes but are blind, and those who have ears but are deaf. Because God is going to do something to open people's eyes right now to the power of the Holy Spirit. And this is so important. That's why this almost like a fake move has come in, a fake in the sense of there's been a false move of the healing, the holiness movement, where people are just trying to gain intimacy just by being holy, by obeying rules. There's been a false move, almost like the duplicating clones. You know, they see something and they begin to duplicate the process and not begin to call in the power, but duplicating the process, and there's nothing in it. I've had people come up to me and slug me in the stomach, you know, and thinking that it's going to be the Lord. And it wasn't the Lord at all. And I just had to say, I'll give you that one. Don't try it again. If anyone comes up to me and says, can I pray for you right now? And do you mind if I do whatever the Lord asks? I always ask them, what is it? Because I've been knocked down a few times where people are trying to duplicate something that happened back in the 50s when they used to slug people and tumors would come out their mouth and stuff like that. If you don't have the anointing, don't try these things, first of all. And try them on yourself first. But then again, I have been punched by someone who had the anointing, and I flew back 10 feet, and the spirit of death was removed from me. And that was a powerful experience back in 1998 and 1999. And I was, you know, diagnosed with Huntington's disease right after that, and the spirit of death had already been removed off me. But this is to say, don't duplicate things unless God specifically speaks to you, and that you want to move out, because God move in the new, because God is doing something in the new right now. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Notice that we started with Isaiah 43:8. That was a Super Bowl score. And now we bump that 10 times. You know, in other words, add 10 to it. Isaiah 43:18. Forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. See, I do a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness, and I'm going to make the streams in the wasteland. So expect to see the clouds lift. Expect to see this month God doing something and pouring out His grace upon you to have grace for others. His power upon you, but the power is going to look humble. It's not going to look like the power once did before, because it's the power of love. It's the power of acceptance. It's the power of kindness that He's going to start with. Then the real power is going to come in, more of the power gifts. And people have not, you know, they have not wanted the power of encouragement or the power of love. And when I begin to specialize in being a prophet of love, a prophet of encouragement, you know, I had people stop traveling with me. No one wanted to come to my meetings for a number of years. And they thought it was, you know, it wasn't all that great. It wasn't all that powerful. They wanted to see the real power. Other meetings, they were getting gold filling. You know, in mine, we were getting encouraging words. And you know what? God has used that into my spiritual bank account over and over and over until now I'm overflowing with goodness. I'm overflowing with good things. And because if you, what you sow, therefore you shall reap. This is a, it's such an important thing, because most people are sowing grumbling. They're sowing complaining. They're sowing these things and they wonder why their life really is a mess. And I want to tell you, you can turn your life around just like that by changing within about 30 to 60 days, by changing, by going on a negative talk and a negative thought fast and changing that. And I talk about this all the time because it's my foundational verses. But Isaiah 43 verse 8, God says, bring out those who are blind and those who are who have ears but are deaf, those who have eyes but are blind. God is giving us eyes to see and ears to hear. And people right now who don't have that, it's going to happen this year. And it is going to be a super, it's going to be a blowout. Just like the Super Bowl, it's going to be a blowout. This year, it won't be like the enemy was against us and almost won. This year is a blowout. And I declare it, I decree the blowout out over your life. And I declare right now over all of us, Father, in Jesus' name, would you open our eyes to be able to see, open our ears to be able to hear spiritually, supernaturally. And Father, I pray for these, I pray for these inventions and these ideas to fall from heaven right now in dreams and visions, angelic encounters. Mine came through an angel, and God's been giving me new strategies, financial, kingdom financial strategies. I pray that right now that's being released over people who are watching right now. In fact, you might want to go get someone and watch this later on. And Father, I pray for this, the attacks that happened in 2013 would be apparent and they would stop in Jesus' name and it would be released right now. The opposite of that. That the blessing and the authority that is coming as a result of it in Jesus' name. Expect to see the clouds lift. Expect things to happen. And it's going to be an exciting time. Now, I decided to end my prophetic word early because I wanted to talk a little bit about a few things. One of them is my health update. And thank you for those who are praying. If you don't know, I just came out with it. I didn't know what was wrong with me. For the last, actually since about June of 2013, I started to feel bad. I wasn't sure what it was. I thought it was transitional stress and my sister in hospice and dying in hospice. And we relocated to LA and didn't have a place to live and was in temporary, you know, our stuff in storage. I thought it was just all that. But, you know, we're settled in Los Angeles. We've taken authority over those things. And after 30 blood tests and a CAT scan later, determined that I have a form of Lyme's infections. If you're not familiar with Lyme's disease, it's something that comes through ticks, that are on deer. And it must be when I was in North Carolina. We lived there a few years ago, but it was dormant and got activated by stress. And I didn't know I had it until I think December of this year. Finally, it came on a blood test, and then it's hard to even prove. Then all I know is I don't want this thing. I take authority over this thing right now. And I have had my intercessors, my staff has been on the phone with me for the last 8 months, daily, sometimes more than once a day, praying for me over the last 8 months. And we have hit this thing on every side. I've had Paul Cox pray for me. I've talked with, exchange information with Arthur Burke. I've talked with different people. Todd Bentley just prayed for me just this week on the phone, and I got healed. I keep getting levels, like a layer. I get a layer of healing. Joan Hunter prayed for me as well. This is it. I need to get healed of this thing because it's causing me not to be able to function. And I go through, you've heard me stammer a little bit already. I go through stammering attacks, if I stay in the anointing, I'm fine. If I stop and think, then I have trouble, and I start to stammer, and I have central nervous system attacks, and it's really tiring on me. So I just want to get everyone to pray for me, and Jesus' name, I just want to raise up the prayer because this is a time that I'm going to go forward healed in Jesus' name. I take authority over Lyme's disease. Hey, I'm going to hit my whoa. And that is serious. There's power right now moving. And so, Father, I thank you that you're doing something new in the healing of these different types of things. Amen. Here's what happened is I've had to cancel my next two events, and I was going to go to I was supposed to be in Castle Rock, Colorado, the first week of weekend of March. I forgot I don't have them right now, but I had to cancel it, reschedule for November 15th through 17th. JR and I were on the phone. He prayed for me this week. And so I'm sorry about that. But also next week I was supposed to be in Texas, in Tomball, Texas, with Joan Hunter, and she was on the phone the last 2 days with me praying for me. But I determined that I need to stay home, go through this. I'm going to hit it on every area. I'm going through this cleanse. I'm going through this detox. Please don't send me your remedies. I've already got enough doctors. I appreciate it, but I'm getting bombed with, eating all kinds of things. Do this, stand on your head, use these oils, whatever. But I do have a naturopathic doctor that I'm working with, and but I'm going to hit it on all sides and be home for the next 6 weeks. And that's what I wanted to mention. It's a big step of faith for an itinerant speaker and minister like me. That means that I don't get paid. We don't get paid. My staff doesn't, we don't get the cash flow. But that's where I just wanted to say this is it was a big step. I could go. I've been very weak and going on events, and they've been draining me like crazy. So it was a big decision to cancel. Up until last year, I had never canceled an event in 11 years. I've been on the road. I had never canceled, never even missed a flight. So anyway, if God just speaks to you, or if you are able to help us right now, it would be great because I want to stay home for the next 6 weeks and go through some intensive healing. I'll still be working on from home, but I won't be able to go out and travel like I normally do. So anyway, there's a donate button there. If you can, please consider that. And people have helped us all the way through this time where I didn't know what was wrong. Now I do know what's wrong. And I want to hit this thing really hard and take care of myself as well. And it's a big step for us. And it was a really hard decision to not go to Texas next week. I really wanted to be there with Joan Hunter and her husband and all the people there. It was really nice to me before. And I have a word for Texas. Wow. And the word is, wow, you guys look like a dove, and God's going to do something. The Holy Spirit is settling in South Texas. I saw that in South Texas. Something's happening. Wow, in Jesus' name. Sorry about North Texas, but I heard the Lord say South, and I'm going to release a prophetic word later on that. But anyway, health updates there. Go to my website, dougaddison.com. You might be listening to this later. You can click the donate button. I don't beat the sheep to get people to give, but I do really, I'm in need right now as I go through this time. Medical bills are like, wow, way off the charts for us. Thousands and thousands of dollars happening right now. Also, keep these webcasts free. We accept donations because we're now getting up to 50,000 video minutes, which is 5,000 views last month, 6,000 views last month, and 6,000 people on live. That's wild, but it's costing us a chunk of change to keep it going. So consider keeping these things going for free by giving a donation as well. Check out my online training. I developed the Dream Crash Course. It's the things I know about dream interpretation, walk you right through 10 sessions. It's all online. You can print out the dream journal, the dream dictionary, some cards you can print out that will help you with dream interpretation, walk you right through everything you need to get started or everything you need to actually go to the next level. I saw someone already donated. Hey, I got a notification on my cell phone that was really great. I don't usually see those things, but wow, there it is. Thank you very much. And so you can take my Dream Crash Course and also my Prophetic Tattoo and Piercing Interpretation Online Training, How I Interpret Tattoos. It's only going to be up for a short time until I get my reality show going on the same subject. And so those would help us out by, you know, you getting trained and also helping our ministry, because that all goes to my ministry to be able to, you know, help us to do what God's called us to do here in Hollywood, in Los Angeles, in the movie, media, and music industries. And I'm prophesying into those having a good time here as well. So coming in March is going to be Activate Your Life Calling. I don't know if you've taken it before or heard about it, but I personally mentored a group last year through Activate Your Life Calling, and it cost $2,500 to go through it, up to $2,500. I had some different prices at times, but what happened is I perfected it and started a second group called Going Deeper. And the Going Deeper group, you had to take the Activate Your Life Calling first to go through the Going Deeper, which is personally mentored by me in a group setting and limited to a number of people. But I got the strategy that God gave me to release this, the Activate Your Life Calling and the life-changing training and coaching program. It's not, this is not just like some audios or something like that you receive. It's 12 weeks long, and you receive an assignment from me each week, and it's usually short, 20 minutes, and it'll walk you right through the principles that I found that I've been working all my life to be able to develop, be hearing God, to being able to develop your ability to rise above, change the spiritual atmosphere over you, how to develop the breakthrough lifestyle, how I do the things that I do. I was able to write books and things like that. It's all the things that I did. I put it all together into 12 weeks, and at the end of it, I coach you through through the audio. Then what happens with the assignment, you go onto a special website, the Activate Your Life Calling website, and it will it's just locked down to that private group that you're part of, and that group can then interact with each other, and you journal about your assess, you go on and you post about your assignment, and other people can help you, but we have a coach assigned to you. And this is what sets this thing apart from any other program that's out there, anyone who's doing things that are just, you know, send you each week an audio or something like that. This is a personal coach is part of the group, and one of my certified coaches that works directly with me, Leslie Walker, she'll be moderating and helping you through. And there's no start or end date. You can actually start at any time, and people are just going through because there's the 12 sessions. But once you start it, we recommend you finishing it right away within the 12 weeks. You can't power ahead, because that's part of the accelerated learning. And so it's an amazing thing that I've actually taken so many people through this, but now we've developed it in such a way so we can make it affordable to everybody, and then set you up to be able to take the Going Deeper, which is personally with me on the phone with a group of other people. But the Activate Your Life Calling group will get one phone call as a group, one phone call from me a month, along with the sessions are going to be delivered to you. You can go through it at your leisure, but we recommend, we won't let you power ahead, but we recommend you finish it. And so along with the going, the once a month phone call, and instead of $2,500, it's going to be $500. And we might even do a deal. We'll be releasing that out, and you'll hear more from us about that. But be sure to get on my website, my mailing list, DougAddison.com, to know about it. It's coming out in March. And for the Going Deeper group that's out there, you know who you are. I'm about to schedule a third Going Deeper. It's going even deeper. And this is on the prophetic. And so those who have taken the Activate Your Life calling already, you know who you are. You're already eligible to be part of the third mentoring group. And where we will be going deep in the prophetic, and then we do phone calls every 2 weeks together, and you get assignments every week and exercises. It's really powerful. All right, I think that covers it. You got my changes and everything that was going on my website, and I've got Nina in the chat room, and we're going to do some Q&A, but let me change screens here, and I might need to put on my glasses, so because I can't really read, I might be able to increase my screen size. I can do that. My goodness, I can increase my screen size and read. Hey, Nina, how are you? You got anything in the chat room for us? Here's one. If I was attacked in 2013 with false accusations, then what new authority can I expect? Good question. What's the opposite of false accusations? If you were attacked with false accusations, the opposite, the authority that you're going to have is the ability to speak the truth and people hear you. And that's a prophetic gift, or a prophetic anointing is going to increase. But you got to be careful that you don't do this. You don't go back and get mad at that group that attacked you. I had to walk through this 5 years. I got attacked by false accusations over and over, repeated again and again. And I had to not, the Lord told me this, that to do not defend yourself. Don't go back on that group, and that, because they're just going to attack you again and again and again. You got to learn humility. And that's where I learned it, is by being attacked. It's not always fun to do it. I got another question here. How do you see and talk about let me put my glasses on to make sure I get this one. How do you see and talk about the gay and lesbian lifestyle so people are drawn in instead of repelled by the church? Well, you know, if you probably have heard, I don't have any books or tapes on this yet, but because it's kind of early, but the last couple of years I've been going in to some gay and lesbian churches that are filled with the Holy Spirit. Not all of them are. And I just came out, my theology hasn't changed. All I came out is reported what I saw, and I got strung up. I got burned at the stake. I got everything just for reporting the fact that God's moving among a group. Here's what I say. When I go in, I say, hey, I'm not your judge. And it's about Jesus. And we need to build a bridge in that area and to make it about the Lord and to make it about them before we require anything. Listen to me. The Lord said, don't quick clip anyone's wings too soon. You wouldn't do it to an alcoholic. You wouldn't do it to anybody who was sexually immoral. Don't have any sin, cast the first stone, right? We don't do that to people in pornography and all the other things that could be listed right up there with homosexuality. But oh my goodness, you know, if someone's gay, we're going to just burn them at the stake, and it's not right. The Lord says their blood has reached my ears, and it's time. I'm not saying anything else about it except God's moving right now. And so to draw people in instead of repel them is to love them, is to love them. The first place. It is messy, so I don't know how to, you know, tell you to do that, but just love. All right. Here's another question. Do you think treasure hunting, the season of treasure hunting is over? Oh, it was an amazing book, Treasure Hunts, and if I forgot, is a friend of mine. Oh my goodness. Goodman. I can't believe it. I can't remember his name. That's part of the take authority in Jesus' name. Part of the thing I suffer with the Lyme's is my memory getting foggy. But the Treasure Hunt book about, because I wrote a book that was similar, but going out and doing treasure hunts, and where you get a word of knowledge, you go out and look for the people, and it's amazing. No, I don't think it's over at all. I think that God will be using that over and over and over. And I love the book. Thank you. Is it Kevin Dedman? Thank you. My staff just texted me. Kevin Dedman. I know Kevin Dedman. And Kevin's book is amazing, and the anointing on it is great. But here's what I want to say, and this is with any kind of outreach. Don't go out and just treasure hunt people. If you're just doing it once a week, then you're hunting people, and people don't like to be hunted. This isn't anything about the book and the method of doing that. People want to be loved, And so develop a lifestyle. Make sure that you develop a lifestyle to do it, and it will last forever and ever. Good question. All right, do we have any other questions? Here we do. We have another one. Do you have any techniques on how to see in the spirit, in the spiritual realm? Do I have any techniques? Well, yeah, you know, I hate to call them techniques because it sounds like, you know, you can just, anybody can just do these things. But it's true. There are some ways that we all develop. And that's part of my training in the prophetic that I'm doing right now. I'm writing a whole new course on it. And that's part of the group, the Going Deeper group. It's going to be some of my exercises. But yeah, you know, there are some things. Is one of them is journaling what God speaks to you. It's really important. Ask God to show you something and journal what you see, and begin each day to ask God. There's definitely some things that you could do to activate. We call those activations as opposed to techniques, but there's activations that you must do to really take that gift and put the charge paddles on it and begin to go at a higher level. I remember when my prophetic gift was cranked down to a trickle, and we opened that thing up, and I remember, you know, I was doing all the things that I do now. You know, I was a pastor, I was doing stuff, I was doing outreaches, doing everything, but I just, the ability to hear was not there. It was like crank shut a little bit on a rusty faucet, but I began to do activations, and it opened it up, and it opened it up, and now opening the heavens. And wow, we're getting a bunch of people donating right now. Thank you so much. I can see them all coming in. Just, I get a notification on my PayPal and stuff, and it was so great. And so thank you guys for doing that, and also on my website. But so the activations is what you want to do, and journaling is part of it. Here's another question. So many of my on fire friends have suffered with sickness and even life-threatening stuff. What's going on? Well, two things, or probably more than one, but if people that you know are on fire for God are suffering from sicknesses right now, here's one of them. I'm a guy, I'm on fire, I'm in a hot pursuit for God, I have been for years, and here I am suffering with sickness. What's that all about, you know? Well, two things. One is the enemy is about to, God is about to release something new, and the enemy does not want you to get there. And that's the main thing. That's the season we are in. People that I have talked to healing people, healing evangelists. I've talked to people everywhere. The healing anointed people are sick. They've suffered. They've gone through stuff because the enemy does not want us to break through right now, trying to get us to quit. And you need to press in, press in, press in. I gave up. I gave up quitting. I gave up giving up. And I'm going to go for I don't care what happens. I go for the long haul and know that God is good. And I just keep pressing in for healing. At the same time, living in reality, help, you know, do something for yourself. You know, let me just tell you this. Someone came up to me. People come up to me all the time because if I tell them if I'm sick, people attack me in the church, you know, like, what can you, no wonder you're sick if you're talking about, you're confessing Lyme's disease, no wonder you're sick. And I said, you know what, that is silly theology to think that you can't tell someone how to pray for you. You know, you're afraid, there's a fear. Fear is a worse spirit than being able to say something. Here's what I tell people is if I believed I had Lyme's disease, I would not be here. Honestly, I'd be sitting in a chair over there. I'd be laying on a bed. I would be sick, 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 sick. If I bought into the whole thing, I know that the blood tests and everything show that I'm sick. I know that my symptoms show that I'm sick. But you know what? Jesus said this. He says something has to happen for your life to change. He said, if you believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, is what it says. If you believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and confess with your mouth, two have to agree together. That's one thing. That's another spiritual principle. If two agree together, it will be done. If your mouth and your heart can come into agreement, then it will be done. If you speak with your mouth and you believe in your heart, you're sick. Guess what? You are sick. But in my case, I don't believe in my heart that I'm sick. I still have Huntington's disease, for crying out loud. I have a genetic disease that I shouldn't be here. But I am not. I can say it out with my mouth, because in my heart it doesn't believe it. So that's how you can free you up to not worry about walking around, you know, freaking out in the faith movement that people are going to beat you up, come up and smack you around. I've felt terrible just walking into churches being treated badly, like I don't have faith, like I haven't tried. And I get this faith lashing all the time. We got to stop that stuff and grow up and begin to just tell people what we need and don't believe in your heart. If you do believe in your heart, then you're sick. Then, yeah, you need to get help and get prayer for that as well. Don't know if that makes sense. All right. So let's see. We got what does it what let me just take a look at this. What does it mean when your gifts and your talents do not seem to work as they once did? What's going on? If your gifts and talents don't work as they once did, well, there's something going on right now where if you've been following my prophetic words, our gifts have shifted recently. And the gifts shifting is because God wants us to move in a new way. And it happened to me. My gifts didn't stop working the way they did. I used to be able to get up and prophesy over 400 people. I would prophesy. I was a prophesying machine, 5,000 prophetic words a year. I can't do that anymore. I get worn out. And some people think that, I get typecast, that that's what I do. And that is not what I do now. I go into a place, and now I'm using the gift of wisdom more than anything. I'm using the prophetic gifts, but I'm more of a seasonal person. So if your gifts have aren't working the way they are once were, ask God to show you what your new gifts are. My prophetic gift was fit into a mold, where everyone who's prophetic like me, they line us up on a stage and have us point people out in the crowd. That went away a long time ago for me. Not that it's not on other people, because it's still powerful to do. We still need it. But for me personally, I can do it, but I'm exhausted. I'm more of a seasonal gift now. I'm more of an Issachar, where I can tell you the times and the seasons of your own life. I can tell you generational things, the generational connections, things that are blocking. The gift of wisdom is what's needed in the church right now. Listen to me. We have so many prophetic words. What we need is the gift of wisdom, and that's what's coming this year. So if your gifts have changed, it's because they've shifted, and you need to ask God to show you what your new gifts are and try a few different things. That's why I do tattoo interpretation as well as dream interpretation, because it's something new. All right. I got on a bus. Here's a question, or it's a dream. I got on a bus that had no pedals or steering wheel, and I tried to build them from wood, and my dad said just put it in neutral and let it roll. All right. So the person got on the bus that had no pedals or gas pedals or steering wheel, and so they tried to build them out of wood. But the dad, who's the father, that's God, said that just put it in neutral and let it roll. Right now, this person, whoever it is in this time where things aren't working the way you want. You have this gift, a bus, to interact with other people on the bus. But you're supposed to be doing something new, but the old is not working. This is the same thing that we're seeing over and over. This is the score of the Super Bowl right now, Isaiah 43. And this is the time that things aren't working. You can't duplicate it or try to build something. This is a time just to let go and let it roll. And I'm experiencing this in my life as well. And Jesus told me this in my encounter in August. He told me that we're about to enter a time where we need to enter into his rest, where we can do more and accomplish more and work less. And this is the season. And we are in that right now. It's happening with us. And I want to encourage you as well. Wow, that's powerful. Here's another one. I dreamed two times the same night that my boyfriend was about to propose. All right. Well, it's either going to happen in reality, or it is symbolic. And that your boyfriend has something, that there's a covenant. It doesn't necessarily have to be marriage. But two times in the same night, one is, all right, write it down, see if it's literal. If it's not, then it's symbolic. And that would be the fact that there's something that you can have together. You don't have to be married to have something together, but you can have a significance, or there's something that the Father's bringing you, a promise. The bridegroom is the Lord. And so that could be the Lord saying to you, he has a promise to you right now for new gifts. In fact, that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing new gifts coming to you. I'm seeing new things. I'm getting a prophetic word right now. This is off the cuff. It's not on the chat window. But I'm getting this word that there's someone, I believe it's a woman in Northern California, that has a calling, and God's going to do something with your music. But there's a connection for you in Southern California or in the South. That's what I'm seeing. Someone in the North with music, and I thought it was the West Coast, but you have a connection with Southern California, it's going to open up some new doors for you. And I'm just seeing that right now. I just saw flashes of angelic light, white light just now in my studio here. And I know that God's taking, and he's releasing angels over everybody. And I know that there's healing going on right now, and that there's things that are happening. So here's another one. I dreamed that I was in my house and my father opened the door and let a demon in, and I told it to get out, and it did. Well, in this case, the father is not the Lord, like some people would think. But it's in your house. It means that there's a generational demonic force, a generational curse on your father's side of the family that's still active, but you took authority over it. But listen, there's a reason for that. Because look at all the downturns that they've had. Look at all the struggles that they've had on your father's side of the family. Flip those around, and that's the generational blessing that God wants to bring to you. And so if there's, if there's addictions, then God wants to bring the opposite of that, which would be true trust. It would be if there's divorces, he wants to bring just solid love and solid commitment. And you can make a list of all the things that the enemy has attacked that side of your family, on your father's side, and flip those around and begin to pray in the opposite, and you'll see something amazing. Here's another dream. I was, I better put on my glasses for this one. I was taking off in an airplane, but the takeoff was going so slow, or was going so low, that I was going to be rocky landing in the mountains. Okay, so in an airplane taking off, airplanes usually represent organizations. Could be business, could be church, could be ministry, could be something, but an organization. But it was so low that it was going to be a rocky landing in the mountains, which doesn't sound good. But in other words, there's not enough power that God has in the organization or the job or whatever it is that you're with right now. There's not enough power to give you the lift to do what the Lord wants. Now, that doesn't mean that it's going to crash. It means you can pray in Jesus' name to get that power. You can pray and flip that dream around. That's what I'd recommend, because that's the plan of the enemy, and you want to change that around. So here's another one. I'm going to increase my screen size a little more so I don't have to put on my glasses. Hey, it's amazing. Now I'm 21 again. Wow. Now it's at 32 font. Let's go higher. Hey, that's even better. I was okay. Dream. What do dreams about zombies mean? Well, I'm glad you asked, because it's in my book, Understand Your Dreams Now, which is available on my website. It's available on Kindle, on Amazon, on paperback. It's available to everything on earth. Every you can every format on earth. But I talk about, why are people called the zombies and vampires right now? The prophetic sign behind that is because the zombies are the undead. And so we have a generation right now that seems dead. They seem dead to the spirit, but God's going to do something and wake them up. And the zombies, by the way, they can't die, and they're looking for something new all the time. And God's about to do something with that group who's spiritually dead, but it's going to come alive with a zombie apocalypse, and that's called a revival in that generation. And it's going to look very strange. It really will. So you can read more about it in my book. Read all the details about vampires and zombies both together, and help you understand people much more. My goal is that you would not judge people who are different than you, and begin to embrace people and love them. All right, here's another dream. I was sitting with the president's wife chatting, and like we were good friends. Well, that's authority coming to you. The president is the highest authority in the land. And the president's wife say, first lady, that God is going to do something. And so you're sitting and chatting right now as if you're good friends. God is bringing authority to you. And that is an amazing dream that, that is coming about right now in your life. All right. I'm going to do some new things over the next few weeks, and I'm releasing some new updated products that I have, and one of them is a CD called Change Your Life Now, and it's kind of like a one CD of all my Activate Your Life Calling and Accelerating Your Life's Purpose, Personal Development, God's Way, all that stuff where we talk about taking the Holy Spirit and adding to it biblical principles to help you to be able to bring change, radical change that would blow you away. Most people want to hear the Lord, and that's it, want a prophetic word, but you need more than that. You need to put legs to it. and to be able to do things at the new level. All right, here's a dream. We were moving, and there were two bluebirds following us, very friendly. One stayed close and allowed us to touch it, and the other was loyal, but would not remain, but remained at a distance and followed. So, so they were moving. So there's transition happening, and there's two bluebirds. Now think of it this way: birds can be all kinds of things. In this case, bluebirds, blue representing the prophetic. There's God's moving in your life right now, and there's a double anointing. There's something that He's bringing in the area of the prophetic, because the birds tweet, they bring things, they bring the messages, and they can you know, represent that in the dream. In this case, but there's a double anointing, but it won't come both at once. You know, one's a little bit further away, but first that anointing for the prophetic is coming in your life, and so that will be a really powerful thing to watch for. As God moves. All right, here's another dream. Boy, I'm hitting them one after another. Nina's working really hard in the chat room. Thank you very much. And by the way, thanks to whoever it was recommended that we switch to chat like this instead of me trying to listen through my my Bluetooth. This is working out great. Here's a dream. I was telling honeybees to pollinate the flowers. Well, this is interesting because it's an authority you have to be able to speak things, you know, speak things and they will happen, right? So there's a new authority coming to you. And honeybees, that's the anointing. And in other words, you have a gift to be able to cross-pollinate. That's what bees do. They cross-pollinate. And you have a gift to be able to go talk into different groups, to be able to speak into things and open them up. It's a gift of speaking, opening, cross-pollinating, communicating, that type of thing. All right. Here's another dream. My bike was stolen and replaced with an old one. Well, the dream is talking about an aspect of your life. Bikes can be, you know, jobs, ministries, something like that. The enemy, this is a plan of the enemy right now to try to take away what you have and try to replace it with something old. In other words, this again, this is a dream. It confirms what I was talking about at the beginning, where when God begins to do something new, then the enemy starts coming in and trying to get us to do the old. And I tell you, it is happening everywhere. Try to get you operate in the old ways when God is moving. In Isaiah 43, see, I do a new thing. Don't you perceive it? So don't buy into the old. Look for the new and watch God move in your life. It will be amazing. All right, we only have time for a couple more. So here's another dream is I cut my head off. I cut the head off of two snakes, killing one of them with arrows. Well, snakes often represent lies of the enemy, you know, deception going on. And so there's a double thing. When two agree together, it's really bad in the demonic realm. But you are able to kill them, and you killed one with arrows. The fact is that you're cutting off the lies of the enemy in your life and people who are speaking against you. And so you can watch and see as God's doing something new in your life. He's bringing you new authority. And the arrows, hey, you know, that's the word of God that's taking authority. It's strength coming. All right, here's another dream. I had a bird fall from the sky onto my shoulder. Well, that's a gift coming to you. And it's usually a prophetic type of gift. Well, it depends on what type of bird. I want to just jump to conclusions. That could be a singing gift. It could be creative gift. It could be all different types of gifts like that. But to watch for it, because God is dropping something on your shoulder right now. He's going to, my hunch, it was prophetic. Could be prophetic singing. Just watch and see how that plays out over the next few weeks. And we got another one. You got a question here. What does it mean when you have frequent dreams about singing on stage, waking up singing and hearing angels sing? Well, there's probably a connection with music and creativity with you, and coming into agreement with the angelic realm is really important. And it's saying that God's going to release to you right now creative songs, creative ideas. There's going to be some amazing things. Originality is so important right now. Everyone's copying everything. Everything's cloning. My goodness, I get people copying me all the time. I don't mind you copying what I do. I really don't. Just don't steal the stuff, you know. Just put it in your own words at least, you know. That's all I care is it becomes yours, you know. You can copy you can copy the concepts. But a lot of times we copy everything word for word. And I want people to use my stuff. I really do. But it is time that we don't just duplicate, that we create. Create and don't duplicate. And so I really think that God's on the move right now. I'm real excited for it. And we're almost at the end here. But I just wanted to say thanks so much to everybody. And go to my website, dougaddison.com. You can actually sign up and get my free ebook, Let Your Night Dreams Point Towards Your Life Dreams. Check it out, and help it'll help you to be able to recognize dreams and destiny. One of my specialties is to understand the dreams at night point towards your life dreams. That's why I'm a life coach. I'm doing prophetic life coaching again. I'm sold out until March. Sorry, I sell it really quick because I'm not able to do a lot because of struggling with the health issues. Keep me in prayer. Also, please, check out our online training and make sure you're on our mailing list so that you will find out when I release the Activate Your Life calling. And so, Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you're about to open things in a new way, the new prophetic, the new level, new levels of creativity, songs, and things are going to flow. And the anointing that's going to increase right now in February, all the way through March. We just thank you, God, for all that you're doing in Jesus' name. All right, God bless you guys. See you on the internet. Thanks so much.